Need is the mother of invention. Gazans do not cease to prove so. After years of Israeli blockade made worse with recent Egyptian closure, Gazans have been suffering from an ongoing power and fuel crisis. This led Mahmoud and Ali Al-Kafarna to think of an alternative to generate power by using water.
My invention is based on the concept of water splitting and using the hydrogen instead of fuel to generate power. I have been working on this project for 6 years now with my nephew and brother. With this invention, we were able to use water to run power generators and motorcycles. My ultimate goal is to make Gaza stand on its own without the need of other countries' aid.
Mahmoud thought of the idea during his imprisonment in the Israeli prison, but only 6 years ago he started working on the project. With the help of his nephew Ali and the support of his brothers, he was able to develop his idea into a reality.
Due to the blockade and lack of fuel, we were inspired to find an alternative that we can get despite the border's closure. Water is available in Gaza, so we thought of using it by getting the hydrogen from the water since it is a flammable gas. After taking all the safety precautions, we were producing gas as safe as the cooking gas.
Both Mahmoud and Ali are now able to use hydrogen instead of cooking gas and water instead of fuel in power generators, melting iron and even heating homes during the long hours of power cuts.
Inventors wanted to be active citizens and we are very thankful for them. I have used their invention at home for cooking and for the power generator when the electricity is out. The inventors need the financial support so that all Gazans can use it at home.
The inventors call on the government to fund and adopt their project so that Gazans won't be in need of foreign aid.
Using primitive resources, Gazans prove once again their ability to challenge the blockade and insist on finding alternatives to deal with their everyday difficulties caused by the Israeli blockade. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.